Okay.
So, how do you make a difference to the communities in the past 18 months during your class? Can you describe it like locally or like within the college or globally? And how did you change in yourself?
Okay. So I've done a range of activities from sports to like arts things and organizing like yearbook and also different showcases for committees. So I think that if we're doing it in terms of sports, I've changed my outlook on my community and understanding the different people and how we've worked collaboratively, and you know, seeing people in a different light that I see in the hallways and understanding the coaches more. For organizing events, I would say that I've created something meaningful in the community that people can come together, or like when we had when we could congregate in numbers to enjoy a piece of art or people's experiences who've gone around and like practiced, like for example for dance they practiced for weeks, and then the final few days for the show, those are so special to people, and I can see the passion that people put in. And so I've also like done the dances. So
many people describe the dancing as something that they are most proud of.
Yeah.
Like, because it's something that they would not have done without this opportunity.
Yeah.
And they didn't believe that they can dance.
Yeah.
But like, it's not about the result, but the fact that they did it.
Yeah,
it's like really memorable for them.
Yeah. It's very special to me because I really thought I couldn't dance at all, but I thought that with the community, and it's not something professional, right? So it's just something to have fun and to really push yourself into an art that's maybe not always accessible to you, like opportunity-wise. Yeah. For service as well, locally, like in the local community, I've come to meet a few. I did yoga with Tampanese Minds, dealing with people who have mental disorders and adults with mental disorders and need to have some kind of outlet to kind of understand how they perceive either like frustrations or emotions, or just to be calm and relaxed. And I just thought it was really nice to have that outreach before everything kind of shut down due to COVID, and just knowing that we have tried to support them, and we can see the relationship between us and them has grown throughout. And you know, some of them even learned our names, even though like they switched every few weeks sometimes. But yeah.
Can you pick, so out of all those experiences, and maybe a lot more that you didn't have time to mention,
right?
Can you like seriously think about it and pick three key moments of those experiences? Three key moments. It could be like the turning point, could be turning up or turning down in the past 18 months. Pick three.
I think there was one point while I was doing yearbook and organizing everything where I really wanted to do a lot of the work, and I just wanted to have it in my own hands, and because I feel like most at control when I'm doing it myself. But I realize it's way too much work for one person to do on top of the IB and on top of other things that I have committed to. So it's not that I never liked working collaboratively, but I realized that delegating and giving people different jobs would work a lot better for myself and for the team, because that like increased my understanding of what like collaboration really really meant.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's like because you are such a caring person, and you are doing everything like really well, like perfectly, but then because you are trying to do everything by yourself, and sometimes it is difficult for people to understand, like how difficult is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
they they appreciate that you have done something, but they may not understand how difficult is that thing.
Yes.
And like giving out like tasks is helping them, and they can help you like later. Like,
And to do that, I had to also have like written some instructions and just have a lot of organization skills. Like, I thought that I still had some kind of organization skills, but this kind of furthered the organization within a wider community and like a wider population. The other thing I thought was like a key point was my in volleyball last year, I was given the role, well, not role, the position of libero, which is just someone who receives like as a defensive tactic. And I was told that that was not something that people just kind of gave lightly or just like, all positions of course are difficult, but like this is just one where you don't really serve and you don't like, you're not up in front ever. You don't rotate with the group. So I wasn't very certain how that would work out because I never really understood volleyball to that extent, especially like honestly I really did it for fun and to do, you know, to keep healthy and all of that first, but then when I was given a technical kind of role I was a little bit confused. But when I slowly learned about it and understood that my strengths really were good for that position, as well as just being coached and being taught by the other players in the different positions, I really came to love the position in a new light, you know, to understand that even though I didn't do like the serving and the rotating, which is what I thought volleyball was always, you know, about, like you just keep going around and so you're trying all these different positions, I thought that was what we were doing.
That's the most important one, right?
Yeah, see, I didn't think I deserved that, to be honest, but I thought that it was a really good experience that I was given something like that to like understand.
As far as I understanding, it's a bit like it's less about like your actual technique but like your mindset.
Yeah.
Like it's so maybe although you haven't played that sport for a very long time, but like maybe you have shown some mind, because like maybe the skills are easy to train up, but maybe people with this mindset is not easy to find.
I see what you mean. I think it's because it's like a defensive position when like people spike with the balls like really really going fast. I would dive a lot. Like I really like just like, you know, rolling for the ball and just like pushing myself like that, because I'm not very tall, so I'm just getting close to the, or like near to the floor. And I guess that kind of like, not bravery, but that just like eagerness to just not, I guess, kind of like throw myself for this board, like safely. Obviously I learned all the ways to do it, like so I wouldn't injure myself very bad. I get some bruises, but that's just with the sport, right? I really understood like how things aren't so like far-fetched, you know, like you might think something's super 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 important, but if you train yourself or if you want to learn, then you really can do anything you want. And for the third point, I was thinking for when I co-chaired Dance Showcase last year, I also was head of design because there was not many people to in the committee. So balancing out the two responsibilities of being like subordinate to the other co-chair because I have to like report to her, but also be equal with her, it was a little bit, it was a weird dynamic. But because I was also like friends with her, she was in the grade above, so like there was still like her, she knew a lot more than I did. Being able to understand that we're still like equals and like to learn from her and to grow from that experience made me want to be chair for this year, but because of different restrictions I was not able to, so I transferred those skills into the other leadership positions that I undertook. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Can you give an example of some experience in like learning some of the seven learning outcomes? Because there are seven, right? You skip some example. You don't need to give all seven. Maybe just two or three.
Well, working collaboratively, I think that I try to interact with everyone that I like come across whenever I have the opportunity to, especially because all of the things that I've done are really working in teams. I am like intentionally and actively thinking about how I impact others and how I let others impact me. If, you know, if something doesn't get done either by me or by them, how to recover from that, and if and how to not just take up on things by myself. Yeah, as I reflect before. Just risk taking. I forgot. My head's blank accidentally. Was it?
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
Global. Ethical, learning new skills.
Okay, for commitment, there are so many things that I had to balance, which at some points were a little bit bad for the rest of my like subjects, where I had a lot of things behind, and due to like just different issues, different like personal issues, I thought that I was not doing the best that I could, but I really was just pushing myself to complete everything. So I needed to prioritize with my commitments because I felt strongly about all of them, right? So in that sense, I have learned not only to understand that priorities don't have to be like in an order, but that they can be like aligned like next to each other, but you just have to know how much time you want to put into all of them and having that organization, which kind of led me to like maybe not exactly risk taking, but understanding that if I forfeited one of them, then it might push everything back. So it's just
talking about that, like, so if given you one more time, you had time to redo your past, what would you change or do differently?
I think I would keep all of this, the activities and creativity and service, like all the cast components that I committed to. I think I would do all of them the same. But I think that the way that I organize myself and the time that I have to dedicate for like other work will have to be in relation to how much I'm giving to the extracurriculars. So I think that just time blocking and understanding that maybe I can't have an activity Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but rather just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.